Welcome to National Lewis University's Discover You. I'm Keith Baltimore. Well, Christmas is still in the air, and we've just completed sharing with you part one of NLU's all-time best Christmas songs. And now it's time for part two. So Anna and Bria are back for the countdown. So we're off celebrating Christmas by sharing our favorite Christmas songs of all time. Is your favorite Christmas song on the list? The only way to find out is to sit back, relax, and join us as we count down to our all-time best Christmas songs at NLU, part two. And here we go. So people, we have officially broken into the top 10 of all-time favorite Christmas songs, and I'm super curious about what we have coming up next. Who is next?
Coming in at number 10, Silent Night by none other than The Temptations. Tender and want to talk about high notes, y'all?
I know.
Right.
So
wow.
You're right. You're right, Bria. This is such a soulful rendition of Silent Night. Well, you know, whenever you hear Silent Night, it's always, it's kind of a slow song. It's a low energy song.
Sometimes I feel like.
What's that?
It could be like solemn almost in some rendition.
I was going to say melancholy, but you're right, solemn.
Right. It can be a serious song.
So it's almost very reverent. But this, it's in the style of the Temptations in Motown, but at the same time, it feels still kind of reverent. And I don't know if it's necessarily solemn, but I like your word, Bria. It's definitely soulful.
Absolutely. I really like that.
Yeah, so number 10, actually number 9, my bad. Number 9 is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey herself.
Let's do it.
This has been a number one hit every year for the past 4 decades. I can't believe it.
Wait, it's been that long? Stop.
Yeah. When did this song come out? Who was this? This song came out like in
1994.
Oh my God, time. Gosh. Why? So Mariah has literally like lived in All I Want for Christmas Is You success for that long, is what I'm getting from that too. No wonder she acts like she does. She deserves it. The song is perfect. Like, there's literally nothing wrong with it. It's so good. Like, I don't know. It's just the upbeat. And it just really is, I think, technically an incredible song.
It really is. I will say, back when I was working in retail, it was like a joke.
That's the dark side.
Every hour on the hour. So there's that, but it actually is a very good song.
Yes, so makes perfect sense. So at number 8 is Santa Baby by the one and the only Eartha Kitt.
Yes.
Really, that's not a lot. Boom, boom. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine.
So the lyrics to this song make me think about my favorite Christmas gift. Okay, Bri, I'm putting you on the spot, right on the spot. You guys, if you're listening, this is not a part of the plan. I'm asking both Bri, what is your favorite Christmas gift? Or let me ask you this, what was something you wanted for Christmas that you didn't get? And what is something that you wanted for Christmas that you did get? And hopefully it's not a duplex.
Hey,
something to think about.
Yeah. I think something that I wanted but didn't get was, I want to say Barbie Dreamhouse.
Okay. Real.
I did get a Barbie, but not the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Which is a totally separate entity.
It is.
That's not, like, you said it and it's just plain. Like, that's not what that is. That's like, we have McDonald's at home.
Exactly. But,
oh my God.
I mean, I didn't mind it at the time. But yeah, that's probably the one thing that I wanted but didn't get. Which is funny because my younger sister did get it. So that was years later, but you know. That was funny.
But of course you remembered. I would have remembered that. I think last year I had, I asked my mom for empty bottle sweatpants they were selling. It was like a tattoo artist that I'd been to did a capsule collection with Empty Bottle, which is a music venue in like Wicker, Ukrainian village. And she got them for me and they're really comfy and big and I love them and they make me really happy.
Oh, nice.
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, one thing I wanted and did get was like this bag. It's a tote bag. I have it still now, but I wanted it and I pointed it out to my mom before, so she got it for me. So I really appreciate that.
Yay! Yay, mom. And number seven, we have Christmas Time Is Here by the Vince Guaraldi Trio.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just because we've been talking about Christmas songs so much, but that literally made me want to tear up. It was
this is actually
sweet and soft and just so genuine.
This was on my list. So
thank God.
Number one on my list, because I just immediately, like, when I think of Christmas, I think of the peanut specials and I think of this song in particular. It's just such a sweet song and it makes you like just want to like sit by a fire, honestly.
Yeah, and like I honestly that and okay, not to detract from it, but if we recall Dean Martin's accompanying like weird disembodied like chorus of women again,
right?
Again, I just really was so jarring. Such a choice, but like I really like my personal taste. I'm not a huge like choir or like children in songs kind of like where that's like the big thing in a song, right? But this is just like it really is soul touching, like unironically.
Right. Okay, so up at number six we have Do You Hear What I Hear by Whitney Houston.
Oh, the child was born.
So this was actually on my list as well, number two.
Ooh.
Why was this on your list?
I just love Whitney Houston's voice, and she has a couple of Christmas songs, but this one in particular is just like so joyful, and the way it's just composed, it gives like so much hope.
Yeah, just hearing her voice and her climbing those steps of the notes or what the music, I don't know how it is, but just hearing her voice rising, and then with that nice 80s backing, it really does put like me in like a very specific place, and I'm like, let's just groove and be.
Exactly. And it seems like she donated her recording to raise money for the Special Olympics, which is pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Okay, so do we have another, it was like another benefit album moment?
Yes, it seems like
Okay. Good for Whitney. Thank you, Whitney. We
it.
appreciate it.
We still there?
We're here.
Yes. Okay,
Yeah.
awesome. I thought I lost you guys, but you know what I did? I cut
Oh,
off.
we thought we lost you. Okay.
You know what happened? I cut my microphone off. So I may have, this is going to be one of those interesting moments. Could you hear me? Did my audio cut out that much?
I'm a bit confused because I thought you generally lost connection to the call.
We couldn't hear you at all.
I thought
Yeah.
so too. So the whole time I was talking, you couldn't hear me?
No.
No. Oh man.
That's okay.
Okay, well we would have listened and responded if we did hear you.
Yes, that just means it shouldn't be included, and it was, we
No
will just
worries.
move on. We'll
Yeah,
just
we
move
got
on.
a good one.
Yes,
I'm
I love Whitney Houston. That's all it is. All you need to know. Hey guys,
Exactly.
if you're listening, we had some technical audio trouble, and so my response to Whitney Houston's "Do You Hear What I Hear" wasn't heard, and I won't repeat. All you need to know is Mr. Keith loves Whitney Houston.
I'll actually keep
Okay.
the
Yeah, I was gonna say, let's make
silence
sure that they also listen to all that silence.
Okay, guys, we probably just came back from one of our very cool transitions. We are in the top five. Thank you for
Top
still.
five.
Top five people who are still joining us. And this is such a fan favorite of just so many different people. This really shares a different side of Christmas in a very fun way. At number five, though, this song, everyone's got to know. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, by the one and only Thurl Ravenscroft.
Spiders, you've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch.
Wow.
So
Like, oh my
fun.
gosh.
Yeah, before this song, I'd never heard of Thurl Ravenscroft. I'll just
I'm
be very
literally Googling him right now. He's Tony the Tiger.
He is Tony the Tiger, exactly. Isn't that cool?
Sweet. Yeah, literally. I had no idea.
The guy who sings Mr. Grinch is Tony the Tiger. And when you think about it, it makes sense. If you think about those
100%.
commercials, yeah.
That deep voice. Yeah.
So low and beautiful and
Velvety.
For number four, another classic. Get ready for it. It's Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms.
Jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the Jingle Bell Rock.
What a bright time. time, it's the right time.
To rock the night away.
Cha-cha-cha-cha. Yeah, God. It just got that goodness. Apparently, this is from 57. So it's, want to talk, when we were like, Mariah's like 3 decades ago. This one's, oh my Lord. And it's still.
Nobody
it's
was just, born. Nobody
we,
on this podcast
weren't
was
here.
Born.
Bobby was there. Were. We weren't. And there's something, I mean, okay, I'm going to say it. I'll be the one to say it. Who else pictured the Mean Girls CD player kick and glitch?
Totally.
Yeah, the boot kick.
Absolutely.
100%.
I just now got what you meant. I remember this now.
From Mean Girls. Yeah. Exactly. That's 100%. And I think my brain added in like the sound edited slaps they add in where they like hit their thighs.
So next up, we have the Christmas song by none other than Nat King Cole again.
Okay, that's
wait a minute.
That is not Nat King Cole.
Wait a dang minute. We are looking at it saying Nat King Cole.
It says Nat King Cole.
Literally.
Man, how did that happen? You know
well,
what?
Well, it's not my fault. It's
I know.
Also, no, there's always with these songs that are so popular on Spotify, there's so many uploaded.
Yeah, probably that's it.
So I'm going to start by just playing the song. I hopefully this is the right one. Because
mm-hmm.
That was his daughter, by the way, Natalie Cole. Okay.
Yes, that was
Natalie Cole, his daughter.
Well, that's fun then.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. We'll bring that out when we're going to start recording as soon as this starts now.
Tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
That was the one and only Nat King Cole singing the Christmas song. Now, Abria, I know this had to be on your list.
Yeah. Actually, it was Joy to the World.
Joy to the World.
That was the Nat King Cole.
This song is Christmas. This is just, this is Christmas. This album, I know it from front to back.
Really?
And back to front. We replayed this so many times in my house. This is the album that made me fall in love with Nat King Cole's voice.
Well, yeah, I'm actually downloading this song right now.
All right. If you're still with us, thanks for still hanging out with us. We've been having so much fun sharing these Christmas songs with you, and I'm kind of excited to share with you number two. We have just two left, and this particular song is just another really great feel good type of song that really caught a lot of people off guard. The one and only Last Christmas by that incredibly popular group from the 80s, Wham.
I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Oh, baby.
You know why I love this song so much?
Why?
It has a great way of capturing that feeling you want to have, that many people want to have with, you know, it's holidays, you're with your significant other, and it's Christmas. Everyone imagines or daydreams that, you know, Christmas is a time to be with that special someone. And this song kind of captures the that bittersweet feeling.
Reality.
Exactly. It captures the reality of it's Christmas time and I feel really great, but doggone it, my special someone is not with me. Yeah. It's like,
I love it. It's so right. Because at some point, all of us are going to get that feeling of just like, well, dang. But also it's like, I love how it's still so playful, even though it's like that 80s, like emo heartthrob kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Because when I think of 80s music, I think of like very upbeat type of tempos and synths and things like that. So it's kind of like interesting hearing that same instrumental, but with a more like slowed and sort of, I guess, longing type of feeling.
That's a great word.
Right.
That's a great word. Well, good people, I wonder where we are right now. Who has the honor of
I do. Anna does. This is extremely exciting. At number one, I'll give everyone a moment at home to pause and give their guess for what number one is. At number one, we have Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Okay, I really want to start this off because I need to get this off my chest. Did anyone know this? Apparently, Brenda Lee was 13 years old when she recorded this song.
Wow, really?
Yeah, literally. And apparently she was known as Little Miss Dynamite, and she was like under 5 feet.
Wow.
Like, go get it, girl. I was shook by that. Because in my mind, I've never would have imagined.
Right.
That's a kid. What a voice.
Definitely an older woman.
Really? I know. I don't know. And then, okay, I'm just like, this is really fascinating to me because, again, this is such a classic, too. So apparently in a 2006 interview with Chicago Tribune, Lee explained that she recorded the song in July with a Nashville producer. And that the producer had like the AC cranked and had like a Christmas tree set up in the studio. And that to like, and she said it was a super fun thing to get the vibe going.
Right. That's really cool that they made it fun for her because being that young in the industry sounds wild.
That part. Exactly. I know that's, I mean, child labor. Okay. But
right.
A classic song. And a fully an even more remarkable voice.
Now that was a lot of fun. Big thank you to Anna and Bria for helping us to create this playlist and for co-hosting this episode. Now, if you are enjoying this amazing collection of Christmas songs, you can listen to it on Spotify by searching NOU's Best Christmas Songs for 2022. It'll be the best soundtrack for you to enjoy the holidays with your family and friends. Also, we want to let you know that the holiday season is just a great time to consider giving back to your community. So, in whatever way is appropriate for you, please consider sharing what you have with someone in need. And lastly, whether you celebrate Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or another faith or spiritual expression, we want to wish you the very best this holiday season. And happy holidays!